It's a story about breast cancer. Now, breast cancer survival is a real success story for science. Around 80% of women now survive breast cancer for at least 5 years, compared with just half of women with the disease back in the 70s. But most of the success is in cancers that are fueled by female hormones. And these can be treated with hormone-blocking drugs, or those that have the HER2 receptor on them. It's a molecule that can be blocked with the drug Herceptin. But there are also so-called triple-negative cancers, which don't have any of these hormone receptors or the HER2 receptor, and they're much harder to treat and survival is poorer. But now new research published in the journal Nature today from an international team led by Cancer Research UK's Madalena Tarsunis in Oxford, Jos Jonkers in the Netherlands and Sridhar Ganesan in the US has discovered why these cancers may be resistant to chemotherapy and radiotherapy, as well as an intriguing link to the breast cancer gene BRCA1.
Yes, BRCA1. So isn't a faulty form of that found in a number of hereditary forms of breast cancer, where the women who carry that gene in a family tend to have an above average risk of breast cancer?
Yes, and here's the connection, because around 9 out of 10 triple-negative breast cancers are in women with faulty BRCA1, so clearly there is a link. And sometimes these BRCA1-deficient cancers respond to radiotherapy and chemotherapy, particularly with platinum-based drugs such as carboplatin and cisplatin. But often the tumours develop resistance to treatment and start growing again. And now Tarsunis and her colleagues wanted to find out why.
So what did they do?
Well, the research started by looking at cells grown in the lab that lacked BRCA1, BRCA1. Now, contrary to what you might think, these cells actually don't grow well at all. In fact, in cancers in people, it's the combination of faulty BRCA1 with other faulty genes that makes cancer cells grow. And then the researchers used a clever trick to randomly knock out genes in these BRCA-deficient cells to hunt for other genes that, in combination, made the cells grow out of control.
Oh, that's interesting. So what did they find?
Well, they found several candidates, but the most interesting one was a gene called 53BP1. Now, it's normally involved in helping cells to repair damaged DNA. And then the scientists went on to discover that while cells lacking just BRCA1 can be killed with cisplatin or radiotherapy, cells lacking both BRCA1 and 53BP1 were resistant to treatment. So this explains how these cancers may develop resistance to therapy.
Now, you mentioned these triple-negative cancers earlier, the ones that we spoke about to start with, and said they were linked to BRCA1. So what's the connection?
Well, the scientists went on to look at more than 1,800 samples from breast cancer patients, and they looked at the levels of 53BP1 and other characteristics of these samples, and they discovered that most triple-negative cancers also had low levels of 53BP1, suggesting that the gene was faulty in those cancers. And 53BP1 was also faulty in most of the cancers from women with BRCA1 faults.
But what does this mean for patients then?
Well, for a start, this research tells us that the BRCA-deficient triple-negative breast cancers with low levels of 53BP1 are likely to be resistant to radiotherapy and chemotherapy. So maybe in the future this could be developed into a test to help doctors decide what sort of treatment to give to women with these types of tumours. And in fact, if we can discover exactly how the loss of this protein, 53BP1, causes cancer cells to become resistant to treatment, it might show us new targets for drugs to improve the effectiveness of chemotherapy and radiotherapy and help to overcome this resistance. And of course, that would help to save many, many lives in the future.
Indeed. Kat, thank you very much.